Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We need stuff to watch.
Yes.
Yep. We need to be told what to watch because otherwise too much stuff. It's just, you got your
so
Netflix,
many things.
Hulu, HBO, Plus, Max, Apple TV, Plus, Disney, Plus, with a Max, Plus,
so many
Paramount,
streaming services.
Plus, Fubo.
So many exclusives. Tubi still exists.
Tubi.
Yeah,
Tubi.
Let's not forget that one.
IMDb, everything else. It's just, there's too many. Prime.
All right, well, we have a couple of things that we can watch over the weekend, and we're going to start with something that Zach is very excited about. So excited that he went and watched the season finale last night to prepare himself for the season
premiere.
The
first episode thingy.
Yes, so the first thing, and I'm going to allow Zach to talk about this, is Ozark Season 4 Part 1. Premieres today on Netflix.
Yeah, because this is the final season.
Yeah, they're breaking it into halves.
So they do it in the thing. I mean, this hasn't been on since COVID. So finally, it's going to return.
Mm-hmm.
But if Netflix would just give me Stranger Things, it's finally just...
That's never coming back, I don't think.
I know.
Oh, it's coming back. Be quiet. Ozark, if you've never seen it, is awesome. It's Jason Bateman, who's... I mean, it's funny. It's a really dark show.
Yes.
But dark comedy, too, if you're into that kind of thing. And he is a money launderer for the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about just him having to move to the Ozarks and figure out how to launder money while he's there and the whole thing.
And it's a super addictive show. From everything I've ever heard about, it's like as soon as you start watching it, because if you haven't watched, like I said, season 4 premieres today.
Yep.
But if you haven't started watching it, go to season 1. It starts with an accident of a money laundering scheme by Jason Bateman that ends up having him in the target, in the bullseye of a Mexican cartel.
Yeah.
So where they're running from them, and now it just continues to go. And he's almost free in season 4.
Yeah,
but not.
You know, they always pull you back in. It's how it works.
I'm going to jump back in
that
one.
I won't spoil anything, but it does have a lot of Wah! Moments to it all over the place. Excellent show. Highly recommend Ozark if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you're not, then this is very much not for you, and you can go watch Friends or whatever it is instead.
All right. Well, I also have something on HBO Max. If you like seeing scantily clad men, there's a reality show on HBO Max. Finding Magic Mike is the reality show where they're looking, because you've seen Magic Mike, or at least heard of the movie Magic Mike starring Channing Tatum, where it's men dancers, male dancers. Exotic dancers.
I believe they like to be referred to as men dancers.
Men dancers. Well, HBO Max now has a reality show where they're looking for the next Magic Mike. They're finding some men that need to get their groove back.
Maybe real guys, you know. So because I watched a couple episodes.
Charles from Food Line.
Yeah, and they just want to show that they have moves, or people that say, okay, you know, I got the dad bod, I can't be out there. Yes, you can. Yes, you can do your thing.
It's 10 men who feel like they've lost their magic. They're trying to regain it.
All right.
I'll
put that in my queue. Sure. We get right on that one.
And last but not least, something that Monica and I are watching right now. It's on Netflix. It's called Archive 81.
Archive 81.
And what stood out about this to me is there was a headline that said new Netflix show is keeping everybody up at night. And let me tell you, this is creepy.
It's a horror.
It's horror. There's not like blood and guts. It's not like gore, at least not so far that I've gotten into.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. Okay. It's a series.
But it'll put you in your thoughts. It's one of those.
Like, I don't like my thoughts.
Like you'll go to sleep and you'll be like, make you think a little bit.
And it's part of the reason why I'm scared of mirrors. And it's one of those things where I'm like, if I'm looking in the mirror, my reflection better do everything that I do.
You know, I find it scary when there's something that puts me in my thoughts like this, but it's scary when it puts Monica in her thoughts.
Exactly.
I enjoy it. It makes you a little anxious.
And a disclaimer, it's one of those shows that you have to be paying attention to.
You can't
have it on while also texting. You can't have it on while doing other things. It can't be like a background kind of show.
Well, what kind of TV show is that?
It's one you have to focus on because there are so many things that... It's not sound, like you have to see it.
And I think that's why I enjoy it, because I have to focus.
I don't do that well.
Sorry, I'm on Candy Crush. What'd you say?
But so far, I'm halfway through it. I love it. Monica loves it. So I'm excited to finish it.
There it is.
All right. So I'm going to run down it one more time. On Netflix, we have Ozark Season 4, Part 1. So it's the last season of Ozark, the first half of it. On HBO Max, Finding Magic Mike. And also on Netflix, Archive 81.
K92MorningThing.com. If you want to see any of the trailers, you need a reminder of any of these things. Now go forth. Watch stuff.